keeps going out of town. You can't go to
Senate come to order. All senators present will come to this.
The roll shows 19 members present.
Would the secretary show Senator Sackett is present? Captain this morning is the pastor J.R. Matthews of the First Baptist Church.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we bow before you this hour. We thank you for all your blessings to us in this day and pray your continued mercies on each of us. Lord, bless each of these senators. We thank you for their willingness to serve the people of Alaska. And we pray, Lord, that in all things, the conduct of business would always be above reproach in every way. We pray that they would always be guided by the highest of ethical standards. We know, Lord, that there are many issues coming before this body that are of paramount importance. And I pray for these senators today that they should at all times be guided by a sense of the highest good for the people of Alaska. Again, Lord, we ask that each of us may feel a sense of your guidance and direction in our lives and in all of our decision making. Thank you for the privilege of being alive, enjoying good health, and the privileges of a democratic society. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Certification by the Secretary of the Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 36th legislative day.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Messages from the Governor.
Message of February 8th, the Honorable John L. Rader. Dear Mr. President, this is a three-page letter on last year's veto on Senate Bill Teachers Post-Retirement Pension Adjustment Bill.
I would suggest that the message, we waive the reading of the message and refer it to Health, Education, Social Services. I think you have a bill before you related to the same subject matter, just for your consideration. Is there any objection to that procedure? Not so ordered.
There are no other messages from the Governor.
Messages from the other House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
We have no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, development and presentation of a proposal for zero-based budgeting under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Croft, Tillian, Orsini, and Senator Butrovich. I'll have to correct the John Sackett, Chairman, signed no recommendation. There is no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee has had Senate Bill 49, full utilization of herring under consideration. I recommend that this be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Holman. This will appear on tomorrow's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee relating to transfers of funds.
Finance.
That is the only resolution this morning.
Introduction, first reading of bills.
Senate Bill Number 155 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to the length of school terms.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Senate Bill Number 156 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to security deposits and prepaid rent.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 157 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to rental agreements.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 158 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the obligation of landlords.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 159 by Senators Poland and Croft, an act relating to the leasing of state land other than for the extraction of natural resources and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 160 by Senators Rohde, Kurtula, Ray, Tillian, and Coletta, an act relating to the Alaska Longevity Bonus and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
There are no other bills.
We are at our daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 18 by Senators Kurtula and Tillian, an act relating to the licensing of pesticide applicators. The Commerce Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass with an amendment on page 132 of the journal. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner, Hackney, Poland, and Ray. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends that it do pass with a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Meland, and Croft. Senator Huber signed, do not pass.
Senator Poland. Do you wish to discuss it, Senator?
Actually, Mr. President, it was more or less a matter of rearranging the language. We had had problems in commerce with this, and the Commissioner of the Press Committee, but reached Senate Resources, we still had problems with the language. And in the meantime, they sent another delegate down from the Department of Environmental Conservation, and we believe that the bill is correctly.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 18? Not so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 18 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the licensing of pesticide applicators.
The bill is open for discussion. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection to the motion? So ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, an act relating to the licensing of pesticide applicators.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, he and I voted no on the Resources Committee. I thought I should at least say why. The reason is I feel it brings an extra layer of government because it is mandated by federal regulation that I think that we possibly could have gotten out. Though I am in favor of control except for private use or when it's necessary for private use, I think the bill is too encompassing as well.
Is there any further discussion? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 18 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 18 has passed the Senate.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 by Senator Coletta, commending the Governor's Management and Efficiency Review Team. I have an amendment number 1 by Senator Ray, line 23 and 24, delete, excellent product and.
Senator Coletta, Senate Sanities.
The
We have before us Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Consent that SCR 17 be returned to rules.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 will be returned to Rules Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 24 by Representative Hayes honoring Amos J. Alter on the occasion of his retirement.
Is there any discussion of House Concurrent Resolution Number 24? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that HCR 24 be adopted.
Is there any discussion? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 24 be adopted? As those so many as favor the passage of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
Those who are against it say nay. The ayes have it. Therefore, House Concurrent Resolution Number 24 has passed the Senate. Any unfinished business? Senator Croft. Senate will stand at ease. Any unfinished business? Senator Croft has the floor.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 5 and Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 be withdrawn. Those resolutions are identical to House resolutions that have already passed the Senate. One of them invites the President of the United States to address the last legislature of the Senate to request the Senate resilience. And the other one, praise the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, that will hear that last on the tanker station. I say we pass the Senate House resolution.
Is there any objection to the withdrawal of Senate Joint Resolution Number 5? If not, Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 is withdrawn. Is there any objection to the withdrawal of Senate Joint Resolution Number 6? If not, Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 is withdrawn. Any further unfinished business? Senator Curtula.
This comes under the order of unfinished business. It was brought to my attention by the Democratic Whip that Ted Stevens' address of the joint session tomorrow, is that not correct?
I believe it's at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
There are apparently going to be some hundreds of people here. But I understand that perhaps there are 200 coming down from Anchorage for various reasons, the Omar group and so on. If that fact is the case, you can see the logistic problem. I don't know if it's going to be handled. Maybe I'll stand in the hall. I just want to bring it to your attention because maybe you want to, I don't know. I suppose he has to address us in the House. Maybe you want to arrange television broadcast down the hall for all those overflows. I don't know. It could be quite a problem, one that we haven't had in years. It's probably pertaining to this great interest in the gas contracts. Bring it to your attention because it's come to his and he has to be related.
I am familiar with the problem. There have been several suggestions. One was that we hold it downtown in a theater or someplace. I frankly felt that that would be inappropriate. I felt that I've been in position on the legislators involved, the Senate and the House, and that under the circumstances that we should probably stick with our usual procedure. I don't know whether we can have television sets brought in for people or whether they would be just as happy at the Baranoff Hotel or at the Hilton watching it, I don't know. However, I'm open to suggestion, and I know that the Speaker of the House is also open to suggestion, if anybody has any, particularly on it. On this subject, Senator? Senator Pullen.
Mr. President, I had a phone call yesterday from Paula Easton, who was with Omar, and she said they anticipated approximately 60 people, which is not nearly as many as they had first discussed with them.
What we might do is we might waive the rule tomorrow and try to place more people on the floor with some folding chairs. I'm not sure we can do that. Senator Ray? I'll confer with the Speaker of the House, and if it's possible, although I really don't think it is, to get more chairs on the floor without creating an impossible tangle. We may try to do that, but otherwise I think it's just going to be first come, first serve in the gallery, as it always has been when we've had important people addressing us and not enough space to accommodate them. Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Orsini?
Does the order come before House?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry.
Move the floor comment on Lupin Oil.
You have it, sir.
Mr. President, the Yankee Daily News of February 11th had an article on some of the hearings we had down there last week, and the article was headlined, Natives Opposed to Capital Move. And the President, Senator Holman has received a telegram on this very subject that I'd like to read in its entirety. The newspaper reports that the Natives of Alaska are against the Capital Move is incorrect, as it was used by February 11th. It is understood Sam Keto and Ray Paddock, both Natives from Southeast Alaska, would be opposed to the Capital Move. They, however, only represent their own personal viewpoint, not the vision of the rest of the Alaska Natives. The vote of all Alaskans has an exercise, typically being the same thing as signed by Fred Donahue's long-term search operation.
Any other special orders? Senator Ray? You have it, sir.
I don't know who said sent the telegram, whether Fred Nottie did or not. As far as I'm concerned, Fred Nottie was another YouTube.
Any further special orders? Any further special orders? If not, we go to announcements. Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, previously I had announced that the University of Alaska hearing would be for the finance committee on February 24th. I'd like to now announce that public hearing will be canceled, and I'll give further notice to the finance committee for the
Senator Orsini?
President, the Senate Committee on Regional Affairs, Saturday at 3:15, will have the hearings on Senate Bill 50, which is actually the utility for state rights committee. Municipalities of the utilities in the various municipalities have done a great deal of interest in this bill. We will be here in the first session.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet at the regular time in the same place as usual, are this afternoon at 1:30, and we will discuss SB 98 banking.
Any further announcements? I'd like to announce that the President of the Senate is speaking at the Democratic Club Luncheon, and attendance is not compulsory, but we will take a roll. Thank you, Senator. Senator Holman? You have the floor, sir. Senator Ziegler? Yes, sir. Any further introduction of guests? Any further announcements? Senator Coletta? Senate will stand at ease. Come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, no further business. I move an action at this consent. This body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Is there any objection? If not, the Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.